7:47. It's a Tuesday morning, 27th day of the month. We're cruising along, 25 degrees outside, partly cloudy skies. Clouds are going to be moving out of the area, and James Timberlake has moved into the seat this morning.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're here. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well today on this Tuesday morning. 27th day. Month is flying.
Yeah.
It's going to be behind us before we know it. We've got some nice weather coming our way. Hey, by the weekend, 50s.
Wow.
40s.
Live with that.
Next few days. We're going to take it. 1880 on the date book today. James Thomas Edison granted a patent for his electric incandescent lamp on this date.
Okay.
Big breakthrough there.
Yeah.
1888, the National Geographic Society is formed.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
My father-in-law had National Geographics dating back to some of the first ones they had. I'm crazy reading through some of those.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. They are cool. 1943, the first All-American air raid takes place against Germany during World War II. 1944, a year later, during World War II, the Soviet Union announces the end of the deadly German siege of Leningrad, which had lasted more than 2 years.
Yeah.
And then in the year after that, during World War II, 1945, Soviet troops liberate the Nazi concentration camps of Auschwitz and Birkenau in Poland.
Ugh. Busy day.
Ugh.
Wow. In the 40s.
Yeah, 43, then 44, then 45.
Yeah.
All in that span. Looking at some of those old videos and programs and such of those camps is just mind-boggling. 1948, the first tape recorder, hey, is sold on this date.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. 1981, President Reagan greeted 52 former American hostages released by Iran at the White House. Today is Chocolate Day. You like Chocolate Cake Day? It's your day.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust Day today, James.
Okay.
It is planned for Vacation Day. People do that in January, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Yes. Got to get a jump on it. Speak Up and Succeed Day.
Okay.
It is Thomas Crapper Day.
What a name.
Yes. Incorrectly credited with inventing the flush toilet.
I would have assumed that.
Yeah, but the honor actually goes to Sir John Harrington. Crapper lived from 1836 to 1910. He was an English plumber and businessman who founded the Thomas Crapper and Company, specializing in sanitary equipment. Now you want some Thomas Crapper trivia?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
You're going to learn something more about Thomas Crapper. The English word crap originated from Thomas Crapper's last name. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
That would be correct. The word has Middle English and Dutch roots that existed long before he was born.
Okay.
He opened the world's first bathroom showroom in London in 1870. True or false?
Bathroom showroom?
Yes, the first bathroom showroom.
False.
True.
Oh.
Yeah. Helped popularize indoor plumbing.
Okay.
He was a royal plumber who supplied sanitary fixtures to the Windsor Castle. True or false?
False.
True.
Well, so he's really living up to his name then.
He is. During World War I, American soldiers helped popularize his name as a slang term for the toilet because his name was printed on the fixtures they saw in England.
Oh.
That's how it got the name.
I mean, really, if that's going to be your name, you're kind of like bound to be that, right?
Well, he just became, they invented a new word, and that's where it was, yes.
It's like if your last name was like, if your name was Peter or like a Thomas Pilot. Being like, okay, well, you got to fly, right?
Right.
That's what you got to do then.
Yeah. He invented the U-bend or S-trap, which uses water to prevent sewer gases from entering the building. True or false?
False.
That would be right. Alexander Cumming did that in 1775. And finally, Thomas Crapper's company, Manhole Covers, can be seen in parts of London today. True or false?
It's got to be true.
It is.
That's cool.
The original company manhole covers remain part of the city's infrastructure.
I'd take a picture of that. I'd take a selfie in front of those.
You'd take a selfie in front of those? Just bend down, take a selfie, man.
Put up the peace sign. What up?
What's up?
Here we are, right in front of the crapper sewer.
That's right. There you go. Something you didn't know today about Thomas Crapper. His day today. Hey, Indy 500 coming up in May. Not long away, right?
Yeah.
Before you know it. Oscar Mayer, what?
It's like if your last name was Driver. Hey, you're Bob Driver.
Right.
Well, you got to be a race car driver.
Oscar Mayer has announced that all six of the iconic Wienermobiles will race in the Indy Motor Speedway on May 22nd. That's prior to the Indy 500, a couple days.
They did that last year, didn't they?
Yes. Each Wienermobile will showcase toppings representing popular regional hot dog styles and will have custom decals.
They've found a way to make the mascot race into NASCAR.
Yes.
Or I guess Indy, into Indy racing.
Yes, Indy race car.
That's incredible.
I know. 22-year-old environmental activist from Kenya set a new Guinness World Record, James. You know, the Kenyans are known for their running and athleticism, right?
Mm-hmm.
This lady hugged a tree for 72 consecutive hours.
Hugged a tree?
Tree hugger. Literally.
Sure.
Hugged a tree for 72 hours. This surpassed the previous record of 50 hours.
It's a long time.
That's a long time. You're hugging
50,
a tree.
50, man.
72 hours hugging a tree.
Fair enough.
You know?
Shout out to them.
How much training do you have to do for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
My last name's Arbor. And it's like, okay, and then you
got look at you.
You
now
gotta
you're
love trees.
Now you're thinking of all these different things. James Arbor.
Yeah.
That's pretty distinguished,
now
James.
Now you're like, oh, okay, well, I got to.
James is a pretty distinguished first name anyway, James.
Distinguished?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in a good way.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's also, it's a common name, though. It can't be distinguished if it's incredibly common.
Well, I think so.
I had a friend whose last name was Harbor. And we know the Harbors around here, obviously.
Right.
He got the chiropractic joint. He's
right.
A fighter and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And it'd be weird if he was like, yeah, I actually work on boats. But that's how the
maybe
crapper name goes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You never know. Survey shows employees, they get free snacks on the job, are happier overall. We get that, don't we? We get free snacks every now and then.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah. One thing the survey found that most companies get right is the coffee. We have good coffee up here, too.
But most companies get right is the coffee?
Yeah. Get the right coffee.
Man, if that's the common thing that my company's known for, we got to adjust things. unless you're a coffee company.
We do provide the coffee here, James.
If Java Moon was like, yeah, we're known for the coffee, that makes sense.
Right.
Okay, that's good. That would make sense. It's weird if, like, hey, Sheridan Media, we're kind of well known for our coffee. I'd be like, what?
Well, you know. Always good to be well known for something.
Yeah.
You just hope it's a good thing. Hey, what's growing inside your pillow? James. Ever think about
this? I don't know if I want to hear
this. When you lay your head down on the pillow tonight, James, a study, microbial contents, 10 household pillows, random ages from 18 months to 20 year olds. Research found more
gross.
Than a million spores and up to 16 species of fungi, including bread and shower mold.
Bread?
No.
Wow.
Right. Chewing on some bread.
Got a slice of pillow bread here.
Yes.
Delicious.
This is great stuff. Uh-oh. PETA.
That's disgusting.
In the news. PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, has proposed...
Well, I didn't know that was what the acronym stood for.
Yeah. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals.
There PETA. You go.
Has proposed replacing Punxsutawney Phil. You know, he's a week away.
Oh, yeah, true.
They want to replace, I know, February 2nd, right? They want to replace Punxsutawney Phil with a hologram.
A hologram?
You know, last time I saw, you know, I'm all for, obviously, the ethical treatment of animals.
Yeah.
You know, obviously about that. So some of the things they do, I'm not for, and some of the things they do, I am for. But last time I saw Punxsutawney Phil, he looked pretty fat and happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
I don't think that groundhog is suffering.
I was going to say, there's definitely other endeavors that we know of that are probably worse off than Punxsutawney Phil when it comes to
exactly.
PETA coordination there.
There you go. And I don't think Puck Steinfeld's one of them, man. That Groundhog's no. looking like, hey, feed me some more.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right. I'm okay with, and I understand they've probably fixed a lot of things since the worst parts of themselves, but I'm okay with, like, SeaWorld not being a thing anymore. I'm just like, do we need this? Do we really need this?
Okay.
You know? I don't know if we need to be seeing killer whales and dolphins doing tricks. Just go to an aquarium.
Right.
Just go to an aquarium, true. You know?
All right. Something that you can think about today on this Tuesday morning. This or that. You got to pick one, James. We got 2 minutes. Morning or night? I know the answer to this.
Night. Yeah. I'm a different person at night.
You are a different person at night. Movie or five-part TV series?
Movie.
Okay. Roller coaster or water slides?
Ooh. Probably water slides, actually.
Okay. All right, Jims. James. Unlimited money or unlimited happiness?
The ethical part of me would say happiness, but the realist would probably say money.
Okay. I like it. Super Bowl tickets or a 200-inch state-of-the-art latest
200-inch
TV set?
Yeah, that Super Bowl, an overrated viewing experience from what I understand when you're there.
Not if you're sitting in the nosebleed seats.
Yeah, I from what I understand, the Super Bowl's a big... it's like going to a massive...
it's the experience.
Like corporate get-together.
Yeah, it's the experience.
I don't want to do that. That's like the worst version of football to go and go to see, in my opinion. It's okay. All so like made for TV now, you know?
Oh, it is, totally.
Yeah.
The past or the future?
I would say future.
Tough one.
There's something more interesting to me about the unknown.
Well, okay. Little water talk there in front of the cooler today.
Yeah.
All right. And everything you wanted to know about Thomas Crapper.
Yeah, the legend.
Yeah. All right.
Known to be a pretty crappy guy.
Fox News on the way next. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Good morning, everyone. Have a great day.